Hey, you, over there. Yeah, little Casey from Playtime wanted me to tell you that every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, he hosts Storytime. It's where he reads us stories, and it's super fun, and I want you to join me. Also, little Casey from Playtime wanted me to tell you that every other Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, he hosts Game Time, where he plays a new game every other Saturday, and you can either watch or participate. I can't play games, but you can play games, so I want you to go with me. Where can you get more information? You can go to playground.playtime.co for the Discord server, or twitch.tv/playtimeco for the Twitch feed. Will you join me? Okay, great. I'm gonna go back to my seat. Bye! Hello, 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 and welcome to Newsy's Nook, a podcast where you can sit and relax while I try not to wet my pants. I am your host, Newsy Baby. This week in Newsy's News, no more TeddyCon. The organizers of TeddyCon have officially ended their event and say they have closed their doors for good. You may remember that TeddyCon 2020 and 2021 were postponed due to COVID-related issues. In its place, a new organization called Stromatica will host a new event, possibly as early as fall of 2023. The new organization is being created by Casey Strom, who is currently the CEO of ABU Universe. ABU has been working to make it clear on a variety of social platforms that ABU, Stromatica, and TeddyCon are three different organizations with different teams. Casey tells me there is, of course, some overlapping team members between ABU and Stromatica. Representatives of Stromatica say they will honor previous ticket values for admission for their new event planned for fall of 2023. Casey says that TeddyCon ticket holders with outstanding tickets for 2020 and 2021 will have early access to tickets and hotel accommodations for the future event. Casey tells me that since TeddyCon is no longer existing, it is not able to issue any refunds as the 2021 event cancellation had depleted all funds that were available. It is important to note that before this announcement, TeddyCon tickets were non-refundable, non-transferable, and that was stated at the time of purchase. For more information on the new event and future developments, I will have a link to Stromatica's website and Twitter in the show notes. Ha! It's no secret that I'm a mega soaker. Sometimes I just put on a diaper, drink a little water, and bam, I'm leaking all over the place. And I'm left thinking, is it me? Am I the soaker? And then I found North Shore's Megamaxes. Have you seen them? They say they can last up to 12 hours. 12 hours! I know! And they come in a variety of colors like white, pink, tie-dye, and blue. My favorites is blue. And the best part is, it's anti-odor, so I can be my little stinker self all I want. If you want to get your grabby hands on them, just look in the show notes of this episode. I got you. It's like what North Shore always says. Be dry, be confident, be you. This week in Newsy's Niche, I want to talk about caregivers. I had the honor of sitting down with Daddy Dragon and his little baby dragon to talk about their relationship, what it means to be a caregiver, and what it means to have a caregiver. How do you know if you're, how did you know you were a caregiver, you know, versus a little? Did you try being a little once and were like, that's not for me?
No, I have never been a little. I can tell a story about one of the first defining moments when I realized that this was a real thing for me. I have had these fantasies about being a caregiver for as long as I can remember, but it was not until high school, my last year of high school, I was having a computer class, and suddenly I get an email from a friend. And I opened this document, and I started to skim through, and the word diaper in Swedish jumps out from the screen and like hit me like a slap in the face. I had been fantasizing of exactly a scenario like the one I was reading, but I had never thought that this was actually a thing. But reading skimming through this document, my heart rate went through the roof, and I realized that this is this story is pretty much a transcript of my wildest dreams and fantasies up until that point. So I was sitting there, like, I was like in a fog. My thoughts were all over the place. My class wasn't important at all in that instance. And suddenly I jumped high in my seat when I felt a hand on my shoulder, and that was the teacher.
Oh
And
no.
he goes, and he goes like, what is going on here? And I can't remember what I said. That class couldn't have ended soon enough. So I printed a story and I ran home as fast as I could, and I skipped the rest of the day. So you get the point. And later this evening, when I came to my senses, it got me thinking that someone has taken the time and effort to write this incredible story. And like I said, it could have been a transcript of my wildest dreams up until that point. So there's at least one more person here in Sweden that thinks like me. And what's more, this story had been circulated to me by my friend, and he had in turn gotten it from one of his friends. So there's definitely four people of us who are in some shape or form into this. And hopefully there are more of us. And I thought then, I'll be damned if I'm gonna give up looking before I find them. So that's pretty much how I got my fantasies confirmed in that instance.
Wow, all the way in high school.
Yeah.
And was this a kink friend that sent this to you?
No, it wasn't. It was a friend from the Boy Scouts.
Oh,
And
and it just had diapers in it, and it had this like role play scenario in it.
yeah. So and how he decided to send this to me, I will never know. I asked him where he gotten it from, and he wasn't being very talkative. He said he has gotten it from a friend, but he really didn't want to talk about it, and we lost contact after that because, I mean, we were too old to be in the Boy Scouts anymore.
Do you think he was into diapers?
My guess is he was. Why would he have sent it otherwise?
Maybe he
So,
wanted you to be his daddy. Maybe he
yeah.
was planting seeds.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Your origin story, so to speak.
Yeah, but that I had the fantasies long before that. It was like impossible to find any information about this kind of kink because internet, it was just in its infancy. There was nowhere to go to find this kind of information. So up until
Wow.
that, yeah. So up until that point, I had just shoved it aside and pretend I didn't have this. So that was my like coping mechanism. There is nowhere to go to find someone to play with, so I might as well not have it at all. But yeah, that
Got it.
monster under the rug always came back,
So you
grinning
kind of
at me.
hit it away for what did you say, what, like a couple years until you found the website you were talking about?
Yeah, so that was 98 when I was in high school. I think I found dpf.com. That was an early ABDL site. That was like in 2003 something. But before that, between 98 and 2003, there was this practical problem because the computer and internet was that was still quite expensive at that point, so it wasn't every man's property. So I kind of grossly misused the school computers there for some time.
You were looking
Yeah.
up diaper stuff on a school computer? Naughty.
Yeah.
Were you ever caught?
No. Luckily, our administrator was quite incompetent, so I was never caught. And yeah, lucky me, it would have been both embarrassing and catastrophic from an educational standpoint because I would have been locked out of the computer room.
Or worse, kicked out of the school. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Did you ever meet up with anyone through DPF or, when you finally found that Scandinavian ABDL website?
Not through DPF. I tried to make contact on ABDL Scandinavia. I think I found that in 2008 something. Between 2008 and 2018, I think I had three accounts over that time because I resigned and gave up. I canceled my account and came back because there was really not much going on. It was so difficult to get contact with people. No, Baby Dragon was my first.
Wow, that's super
2019.
special.
Yeah, so it's from the time the it took 21 years, or yeah, 20 years of agonizing doubts, looking and longing and giving up and coming back. 20 years, so.
Were these doubts more of like, this is bad, I shouldn't be into this kink, or were these more doubts of like, oh, I'm not worthy to be a daddy?
More the first, I would say.
Oh, okay.
I yeah, I thought, first of all, I thought I was straight.
Oh.
yeah, which I'm clearly not. But then I think that the doubts were about, is this really good for me? And what will this do to my everyday life if I choose to pursue this?
Right. And now you do live it every day. Do you feel like your mental health is so much better now that you get to live this authentic self?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Life has never been better.
That's good. It's good you finally found it.
Yeah.
Let me ask Baby Dragon, let me ask you this question. Did you ever try to be a caregiver, or have you always known that you're a little?
I have always known I am little. I've never really thought of being a caregiver. So no is the short answer to that.
How did you get your start in the community? You said Daddy Dragon is your first daddy. Were there any other like daddies you met up with before and it just didn't work out?
So I made my first account on ABDL Scandinavia without any expectations at all. I somewhere knew that I wanted to meet new friends, and I did. Some meetups were very good, some were really bad. But I didn't really talk to any caregiver, so Dad was the first one who reached out to me.
I think on ABDL Scandinavia, this I might be wrong about this, but I think there are more the caregiver to little ratio is a little bit better. It's a little bit more even balance on.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
People are going to hear this and move to Scandinavia now. You know that, right?
Yeah, please.
But I think it's the majority of the caregivers on Scandinavia are looking for girls. I
Yeah,
think
that's
that's
true.
my
Oh,
opinion.
I understand. It's more mommies and little boys than versus like daddies and little boys.
Yeah, I think so. And also on Scandinavia, I think there is a significant crossover to BDSM. I think.
Baby Dragon, what are some of the best things that you love that Daddy Dragon does to you?
So my favorite things are diaper changes, obviously. But I also love when he carries me around the house, gives me like hugs all the time, and he tells me how much he loves me and how a good boy I am, and he always give me pats on and stuff.
Butt pats.
Yeah, butt pats, exactly.
Aw, do you have like a favorite memory between you both that you just hold really close to your heart, and you're like, this is like a fantasy come true?
Well, that must, I have, like, my strongest memories are from the first day we met, when you gave me the baby bottle, when we were sitting in the couch, and you were, like, holding me, that's one of my strongest memories. But also, the night that we, when we, like, went to sleep, because I've always fantasized about like getting all set for bedtime by a caregiver. So that was definitely one of my strongest memories. That was intense for me.
Oh, I love that. And it seems so simple. The essence that I get from this whole conversation between you both is it's not as complicated as I think some of us littles think it is. It seems like it's very natural. It's a relationship. It's just two people living, and it seems like Baby Dragon, you communicate that you want diaper pats and to be cared for, and then Daddy Dragon, it seems like you know, you guys both love each other, that you reciprocate that.
Definitely, yeah. And I think it's worth repeating that don't make it too complicated. Don't overthink it. Build friendship and build on from there. It doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. And if it leads to something more serious, fine. If it doesn't, fine.
So let's say I'm having this really good relationship, you know, with my daddy, and or if I'm a daddy with my little, and a problem arises. Communication is the key. How do I work through that with my caregiver, or, you know, with my little?
Yeah, it's impossible to provide like a straight answer for that. It's how you would in any other relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It's, we have a problem here. Can we sit down and talk, please?
That's when we need to be adult people.
Yeah, definitely.
That's just how it works, really.
I love that. Yeah, no, communication is ultimate key. And, you know, I've talked to other littles and other daddies, and, you know, it might not be the fantasy of, like, you know, being a baby, or that you have to sometimes say, like, hey, this is what I enjoy, or like, hey, I don't enjoy this. And but, like, once you do have that conversation, it just makes the relationship so much better.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a bit hard sometimes. It's not like, it's a bit uncomfortable, but it has to be brought up, right? If there's a problem,
Absolutely.
We need to discuss it.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just uncomfortable for just a second, you know. Once you address it and you find a solution, you know, then it just makes the, I'll call it, play so much better.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's just like Dad said. It's like any other relationship.
I love that you call him dad. I don't know why, but it's just like it's scratching this like little itch in me, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute that you call him dad.
Yeah, well, that's his name. He doesn't have any other name. So
I can a little anecdote on that subject. It was last summer during vacation. We were visiting an old disused iron mine in Sweden. It was like an adventurous spelunking tour. It was a guided tour. And the guide, one of the guides, heard me or heard that Baby Dragon called me daddy. And she was like, oh, is that your daddy? I would never have guessed. I thought you were brothers. No, that's my daddy. And I was, there is an age difference between us. It's not that big, but I guess you could stretch it a little bit. And yeah. I'm not sure if she actually believed I was his daddy, but she wouldn't let it go. She commented, I think, two or three times, like, it's so amazing that you can have this relationship with your daddy and that you are so adventurous, the two of you.
Yeah, she was like super fascinated, yeah. And she wanted to know more about our relationship, and that made me a little bit uncomfortable because I wasn't sure what to like answer her back.
Yeah. She was a little bit too nosy, I would say, but it was hilarious that it seemed like she bought it, and she wouldn't let it go. Mm-hmm. That it was, I thought that was hilarious.
Right. And you don't want to start talking about your kink in public that way.
No, I'd rather not.
Wow. So you really call him daddy even out in public?
Absolutely. Yes. All the time. And when we are among family and friends, I don't call him anything. I just like, hey, you.
You over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a neutral nickname.
Yeah, but I never use it.
Yeah, you have.
You'd rather just say, hey, you over there.
Yeah.
Than nickname.
Yeah.
It's a bit crazy, but yeah.
And but I love it how, because I notice how you phrase yourself in a way such that you don't have to use my name.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I love that.
Yeah.
And what was that? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think I could phrase it like that. I'm not sure how you do it, but you do it.
I'm an expert.
Yeah.
That or he's bratty.
Yeah.
Does Baby Dragon ever become a brat?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be. Yeah.
What are like, what's like the brattiest thing he does?
Yeah, he does some kind of like disrespectful remarks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a joke, of course, but he, I'm sure, what do you do?
Well, when you tell me to do things and I do the opposite.
Yeah.
That happens almost every day, yeah. I would say.
Yeah. Well, it's like, when I decide that you wear the striped pajamas tonight and you go get the starry one, or
exactly,
yeah, or
that's one example,
yeah.
Do you do it because you know you're gonna get a rouse out of him?
Sorry,
do you do it because you know it's going, he's gonna notice it and you're being a brat? Do you enjoy being a brat?
Yeah, I like his reaction. If I go too far, he starts to tickle me. So yeah, that's why I do it. Yeah.
Like you pin him down and you tickle him.
Well,
I usually don't pin him down because that's one rule we have. Yeah, he's not particularly fond of being tickled. But as long as I don't hold him down, it's like okay. That's one of our rules.
Yeah, I would panic if you did.
Yeah.
But I think that's important that you guys had that conversation of like, hey, you can tickle me, but you know, here's my one rule if you can respect it. And it's cool that you have that open communication to do that.
Yeah. I mean, on our first date, I was like, the communication was over clear, so to speak. I was scared to death of doing something that was out of our limits.
And also another punishment is when you bring out the cold baby wipes.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
I sometimes have them laying on the, what's that called in English? In front of the window, so they become a little bit chilly.
Oh, like you put them on the windowsill and just so
exactly. Yeah, the windowsill. Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds uncomfortable. I'm so sorry, baby dragon.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, but that's like the ultimate punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a pretty easy punishment. If that's the ultimate punishment, I think I would be more of a brat.
Yeah, with Baby Dragon, we don't do so much punishment. We have another little friend that you may have noticed, Dino Milo,
mm-hmm.
to like punishment and humiliation and that kind of stuff. So when he's being bratty, it hurts.
Question. So you have more than one little. How does that dynamic work? You know, you guys have stated that you guys are monogamous, mm-hmm. but you allow other littles into the relationship. How does that work?
Yeah. So like they are dear friends to us to begin with. Again, friendship. That's like the basis of everything. And we have it's like a different dynamics, obviously, because me and Baby Dragon, we're a couple and that kind of stuff. And then, I mean, the dynamic changes by definition when you are a couple. So with the other littles, we look at it as them being friends of the family. They come over for a play date or a sleepover or something. But some of them call me daddy anyway, because it feels right to them. Milo sees me as his babysitter. It's more of that kind of dynamic. Mm-hmm. He's coming over for a sleepover and to play with Baby Dragon. Whereas Fabpad and Alex the Otter, they are fairly... Alex the Otter got into the family in January of this year, so we're still getting to know him. Fabpad came in, help me, it was last October,
mm-hmm.
something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are these all locals?
They are from Sweden.
Oh, okay, so they're in the country.
Yeah.
Baby Dragon, do you ever get jealous having all these littles around, or is it like what Daddy said, where it's more of their friends?
I never get jealous. I'm like perfectly fine with them getting your attention sometimes more than I do, because I know I'm gonna get them back as soon as they leave. So.
Yeah. We have talked through this, of course, all of us beforehand. So, I mean, we know, all of us know what this is and what it isn't.
And also because I want things to work.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be jealous, but it's really no problem.
Baby Dragon. So let's say I am a little, I'm just getting started. I want to meet other daddies. How should I start my profile? What should I put in there?
Well, that's a very common question I get from many littles and ABDLs. Well, I tell everyone the same thing, like start with your profile picture, get a proper one, make a proper bio, and start making your own material. And then I get... The next question is, oh, well, how do I make great material? And like, just be yourself, do your thing. Don't try to copy anyone. Just go for your own vibe, so to speak. And the like stuff you like.
Right, be your authentic self. Don't try to be something else.
Exactly. Like, go for what you like.
Did it take you a long time to figure out your persona, or what was that journey?
Well, my journey started at Scandinavia. So I guess I just started taking pictures, and I put out the ones I liked, it's that simple, really. I just I went for the pictures I liked, and it kept going that way.
Did you get the name Baby Dragon because your daddy is Daddy Dragon, or were you already a dragon before meeting your daddy?
I was the dragon.
You were the dragon, and then when he came along, he became Daddy Dragon.
Yeah,
correct. Yep.
Oh, I understand. Why'd you pick a dragon?
Well, because I always really liked dragons, I guess. I mean, like from watching movies when I was a kid. So I've always been kind of nerdy when it comes to dragons. So I'm also a little bit of a baby fur. So I guess I just decided to like go for a dragon and make my own persona.
Aww. Your pictures are very good. They're very iconic. They're very artistic, which I enjoy because I always try to make my pictures a little bit like artsy fartsy, so to speak. I don't know. I try to make them more than just like crotch shots, so to speak. Do you have any tips or tricks for littles who are taking pictures for the first time to make them pop?
My advice is like, don't expect the first shots to be perfect. I can be totally honest with that. Like we take a lot of pictures, maybe 50 at least
50.
And then we like, I don't know, we pick out the best, obviously.
Is Daddy Dragon the one taking the pictures?
Most of the time, yes.
Oh, all right.
So it's a lot of work, hard work, and it never gets perfect at the first shots.
Oh. Yeah, I'm the photographer and he's the artist, as I always say. Yeah, no, it's Baby Dragon. He's a magician in Photoshop.
Yeah, well.
Well, they are super cute pictures. I'm very impressed by them. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, some extra good lighting that helps. That could be a proper investment if you want to go a little bit more crazy on the photos.
Yes, good lighting. Good lighting is always key. That's what they always tell you in photography school.
Yeah.
But my last advice is just simply experiment a lot and have fun.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Right, have fun is the key. You know, be yourself, have fun, open communication.
Mm. Yeah.
In wrapping up, Daddy Dragon.
Mm.
Let's say I am an up and coming caregiver. What is one piece of advice that you would give beginner caregivers?
Yeah, like I said before, don't be a creep. Respect. Show some respect. Take it slow and take it easy. Don't look for a little. Look for a friend. And be serious about it. It's Yeah, I think it's wise to leave money out of the equation. I mean, it's not for me to moralize or judge or anything, but I think in order to get a good relationship in ABDL, it has to come from the heart. It's not something you do for money. It's you do it because you're in it, heart and soul. That's when it works.
I love that. Baby Dragon, what is a one piece key that you wish all caregivers would know? What would you say to an up and coming caregiver? What advice could you give them?
Well, my advice is to, just like Dad said, start slow and be respectful. Not too pushy with things. It's very important to build trust and not being offered payments. Because it's nothing genuine with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And even if it becomes that point, it's kind of what you said in the beginning, you know, start with a friendship and then build up from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. Well, thank you, Daddy Dragon and Baby Dragon, for coming to Newsy's Nook.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, kiddos, before we go, I just want to leave you with a quote. You only are free when you realize you belong no place. You belong every place, no place at all. Maya Angelou. To me, this means if I'm feeling out of place or if I feel like I'm not fitting in, it's probably because I'm trying to be something I'm not. I should belong to myself. It's easy to go on Twitter or Instagram and see all those cute kiddos with all their toys and friends and hangouts and get jealous and put yourself down for not having those things. For me, I get FOMO really easily, and the only cure is taking a break from Twitter or Instagram and sitting with myself and hugging my inner kiddo and saying, I'm enough. You are enough. You belong, and your kinks are special to you. All right, kiddos, I have to go change. See ya. Bye.